Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack and myself, David Jay, interrupt our normally scheduled program to talk about another current events update. Pastor Jack, we have to take a break because
absolutely,
there's some big stuff going on. We normally go through a Bible study, a verse-by-verse study of the Bible. We're just going to take a break today because there's just too much to talk about.
Well, you guys, what Davey is referring to is, and I am not kidding, friends, listen, at the time of this recording, right now as we speak live to you, in California Pacific time, it's 10:35 at 10:09.
Yeah.
Just about a half an hour ago, President Trump announced that the United States will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which is nothing new. The Congress did that in 1995.
Right.
But what is new is President Trump refused or exercised his presidential prerogative to not sign the waiver. The waiver is something that every 6 months, a United States president signs, frankly, to say, I know Congress passed this bill in 1995. I'm not going to obey that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to push the Jerusalem as capital issue down the road, and I'll visit it some other time or let some other president deal with it. Trump is the first president to literally obey this law that Congress established in 1995,
yeah,
and said we're gonna move the U.S. embassy, and this causes a lot of debate and a lot of discussion, which we need to talk about. But what a lot of people are going to naturally do is get into the hate Trump mode, or the peace process mode, or the political correct mode, and they need to be very careful because, number one, what is really going on, Davey, is that through Trump, what is probably a reprieve from, or a pause, I should say, in the division of Jerusalem. And this is key because what the Bible teaches us, you guys, is that in the last days, Jerusalem will be divided and the land of Israel will be divided. And God says in Joel chapter 2 and 3 that it's for this reason. By the way, Zechariah 12 and 14, God says, for this reason, I'm going to enter into the judgment with the nations who have divided up my people. Now, what's important, you guys, for all of us to recognize is that right now by Trump's decision, I don't know if he knows this or not. I know Mike Pence does.
Yeah.
But Trump is saying, I'm going to go with the obvious here, which, by the way, the obvious is biblical, and that is Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. It's been that way for thousands and thousands of years, literally.
Yeah.
You know, read the Bible.
Yep.
And I'm going to recognize that. I'm going to respond to that. I'm going to keep U.S. law, and I'm going to declare this to be so. And I got to tell you guys, if you're young right now, you don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. First of all, you've been hit with a dose of leadership.
Yeah.
That's what just hit you. Yeah. This is very Churchillian or Reagan-esque. And I got to tell you, the United States has not seen leadership like this in a long, long time. Not since Reagan, in my opinion.
Right.
It wasn't there for Clinton. The Bushes didn't display this kind of leadership. Certainly the opposite was displayed by the foreign policies of Barack Obama. Today, Trump completely flipped all of that previous decades of policy on its ear. And Trump went with what is remarkable is honoring God. And I don't know if he knows this or not, but he's honoring God by recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
So let me throw something in here real quick. Basically, what you're saying is let me see if I get this right. In 1995, Congress said, yes, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
Correct.
Okay. But since then, every American president has been kicking the can down the road.
They don't want to do it.
They don't want to deal with it.
And I'll tell you why. This is so politically incorrect, it may get us thrown off these radio channels.
Go ahead.
The reason why a president kicked the can down the road was probably because of either economic fears or political fears,
mm-hmm.
certainly religious fears.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the only people who are going to foment disdain and disgust over Jerusalem being the capital is none other than those who adhere to Islam. Islam, right. The religion, I'm talking about Islam, the printed religion that you can study.
Yeah.
Islam cannot, must not recognize Israel. That's why no Arab nation map or globe in an Arab country, I don't know if you guys know this or not.
Go ahead.
Cannot have Israel on the map.
Yeah.
It will have Palestine, not Israel. It does not have Jerusalem. It has Capitolina as its capital. These are the names given to it by the Emperor Hadrian in 135 AD to offend the Jews. This is important stuff, people. You may now look, you guys, we are recording this right after the announcement.
Right.
And I should say this, right after the announcement, and yet simultaneously, Iran is saying they're going to destroy Israel. Russia is in the north of Israel. Syria is against Israel. Lebanon is against Israel. Hamas, Hezbollah has got Israel surrounded.
Right.
The only safe haven is Jordan right now, possibly Egypt outside of Israel. And this is a remarkable moment in time because at the exact same time, we've got the issue going on of looming nuclear war in the Pacific that North Korea has threatened against the United States. And this broadcast that you're hearing right now just comes several days after, remember,
yeah,
the successful test launch of a North Korean intercontinental ballistic missile that can now target any U.S. city in America.
So let me just jump in real quick, because if you tuned into our program today expecting to hear our normal Bible study, we'll get back to that next time we're together. But sometimes things happen in the world that are very, very important. And today, our president, President Trump, declared Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And quite frankly, Pastor Jack has a lot to say about it. Can I throw a question out at you?
Sure.
Why should I care?
Yeah, you should care because it's going to affect, I believe, the halls of leadership in every viable country in the world that has a say. This decision, number one, displays profound leadership. It puts the United States of America and the presidency back in play in the sense of influencing the world. Number two is that the Bible tells us that God says, I will bless those who bless you, speaking to Abraham and his descendants, mm-hmm. Israel, and I will curse those who curse you. This is a spiritual issue, which leads me to say this. If by the time this is aired, there is rioting, Islamic uprising, burning or attacking of Americans worldwide, or embassy attacks, protests, Why would this matter? Why? You said, how does it affect me?
Why should I care?
Listen, friends, it's not a political issue. What just happens, don't get bogged down in the peripheral.
Right.
It's not a political thing.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual thing.
Yeah.
Which nothing can happen to Israel and Jerusalem without it being spiritual.
Right.
And this is one of the most monumental spiritual events in modern history for us to be watching history, not only history, but it's history that directly relates to the Bible. Jerusalem will become, as the Bible says, in the last days, the burdensome stone of the nations of the world. And God says in Zechariah 12, all those nations who go up against Jerusalem will eventually be torn in pieces.
Yeah.
This is a spiritual issue. Don't get bogged down in the politics and in the parties. It transcends all of this, everybody. Know your Bible. Get into the Word of God. Stay tuned and be ready, because this does affect you, and it will affect the future. I personally believe this buys the United States some time.
In what way?
And for 8 years, U.S. policy did almost everything it could to offend the God of heaven and to go against God's people.
Okay, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And by the way, in the last 8 years, Islam, under what is called the Arab Spring and the uprising that came out of the 2009 Cairo speech, led to more land being taken in the name of, quote, the caliphate than any other time in 600 years.
Yeah.
So these, again, are epic spiritual issues that, quite frankly, people don't want to talk about. In fact, after this broadcast, we could be pulled off of radio stations because It's going to affect sponsors. It's going to affect people who say, no, 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 we're boycotting Israel. We're boycotting Israeli products.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have anything to do with this kind of talk. And so, hey, I'd rather be on the side of truth and stand alone than to be hugged by everybody and received by everybody for a falsehood.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, this is a serious, awesome time.
Now, you're a fan of, you're a fan of Benjamin Netanyahu, right? I mean, in general?
I'm a fan, listen.
But I have a question.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you the question real quick. Do you think that he sees this as a spiritual battle? He's a politician, obviously. Do you think, in your opinion, what do you think?
Wow.
Good question, huh?
That's a great question because I don't know the man's heart.
Okay, fair enough.
I can tell you this.
Okay, fair enough.
No prime minister of Israel has been more hospitable, more open, more understanding of the evangelical Christians' love and support for Israel in its new history, in its second birth, since May 14th, 1948. No prime minister has seen the true Church of Jesus as a friend like Netanyahu does. I know for a fact that Netanyahu has heard the gospel. I know that he has heard it clearly. And I'm just telling you, because you know, he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And there are other high-ranking Israelis that, in fact, I can tell you, told me to my face, face to face, Pastor Jack, now I know why you believe why Jesus Christ is the Messiah. Now I understand. Look, I don't know what that word means.
Yeah.
I don't know what that statement means.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Netanyahu is thinking, but I know right now. In fact, as we're talking, I'm looking at the news screens.
Yeah.
Broadcasting, and Netanyahu is thanking America and thanking Donald Trump right now as I speak.
Now, you had an interesting comment this morning when you came into the studio, and you said the U.S., especially young people, are smelling something in the air that they've never smelled before, right? And that is what?
It's people are now tuning into the news.
Yeah.
And some people recognize this smell they haven't smelled in a long time.
I like it. Yeah.
And some people are saying, what's that smell?
Yeah.
And if you're young, you're saying, what's that smell?
Never smelled it before.
What is that smell? Yeah. What is that aroma? That's the aroma of leadership. That's what we just saw of biblical proportions. For us oldies, we're saying, I remember that smell.
Yeah.
I remember that. To many of us, it's almost as though we're smelling a Thanksgiving dinner or a Christmas dinner, that the smell of that takes us back to when we were 9 years old, you know?
Yeah.
So to the young generation today, they're saying, what is that smell? It's actually interesting. That's the smell of American leadership defending Israel as America should.
So let me ask you a question. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday. He's very, very concerned about the fact that America, on a fighting front, if you will, on a physical fighting front, is divided between the Pacific and the Middle East.
Oh, you're talking right now about North Korea and the Iranians?
Exactly.
Situation.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a very serious truth to be concerned about. I personally believe that. Look, I'm not a prophet. I'm just. Don't be surprised if Iran and North Korea have long been orchestrating these events to get the United States spread thin in a post-Afghan Iraqi war era.
Yeah.
To get the United States stretched thin on both sides of its continent, deep into the Middle East, deep into the West, Northwest Pacific, at the exact same time. Listen. At the exact same time that the United States and its Navy and its military, we've not been this weak since 1945.
Yeah.
So I believe the enemy's smart. I believe the enemy knows exactly what they're doing. And someone's going to write me and say, but Jack, God is sovereign. Of course God is sovereign. But God also has dictated to us to act righteously and be righteous. God told us in his word, there's always going to be wars until Christ comes back, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So of course God is sovereign, 100%. That doesn't mean you just pack up and go down to the beach and watch the world come to an end. It means you get involved because God is sovereign. I'm on this broadcast right now because God is sovereign. We can go to the Word of God and take that right into today's headlines. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely. We need to be seriously concerned about Iran and North Korea doing something against us at the exact same time.
Okay, so let me get back to what just happened here.
Yeah.
We were watching the TV as President Trump announced that the capital of Israel is indeed Jerusalem, and he's not going to let that slide anymore. At the end of the broadcast, we were watching the TV, at the end of the broadcast, we noticed that up on one of the walls, one of the city walls,
one of the old walls,
the significance of the flag, of the American flag being up on the wall, then the Israeli flag being up on the wall, projected up on the wall.
With December 6th imposed on the wall.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Didn't notice that. We here in the office, a bunch of us said, oh, there's the Wailing Wall. We weren't completely accurate, but you know.
But you're close. I mean, that was the walls that they showed was one of the ancient walls that takes you back about 1,000 years ago.
And for
which in Israel is relatively modern.
Exactly, modern history. A lot of folks don't know that. A lot of folks don't understand that the Al-Aqsa Mosque is up on top of that wall.
The
right?
Al-Aqsa Mosque is on the south end of what is called the Temple Mount. Which, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to Trump's statement, he said something that you may not have caught.
What's that?
And that is, he acknowledged that area of land, that real estate, as the Temple Mount.
Yeah.
Friends and family out there listening in radio land, Islam denies that there was ever a temple, that Solomon never built a temple.
Yeah.
And when Jesus showed up, Herod's temple, the renovated temple, did not exist. They do not believe a temple was ever standing on what is called the Temple Mount.
Yeah.
Even though artifacts have been found and people have sketched pictures of the day and all this historical, biblical, and extra-biblical and Roman data proves it. There's the temple deniers. Today, Trump said the Temple Mount.
Yeah.
And ever since Islam invaded the Middle East and Jerusalem and Israel, there's been the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and that was built, and that is on the south end. But it's a relatively new piece of construction when it comes to the history of the Temple Mount.
So what do you think is the significance of the flag? I mean, that's a major event, having those flags projected up on the wall.
Look, again, and again, someone's driving right now, someone's listening right now on the app, whatever. They're saying, no, Davey, it's not. I remember when my dad used to wear an American Israel lapel pin on his jacket.
Yeah.
And I do too.
Yeah.
But for some decades, we've not seen such unity. That's why, friends, people used to joke and say Israel is the 51st state in America. There was that closeness. Now, if you're in law enforcement or national security, you already know that Israel is considered the first line of defense when it comes to the United States national security. This is not something I'm making up. If you know anybody in the national security family, it is well known that Israel is America's first line of defense when it comes to terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
That has always been the case.
Yeah.
And today we see a reunified friendship, which I, for one, being a Bible believer, listen, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a monarchist.
Yeah.
I believe in a ruling king. He just hasn't arrived yet. I'm hoping he comes today.
Pastor Jack's looking at his watch.
I did.
He just looked at his watch when he said that.
I did.
I'm looking for him to come today.
You caught me.
And then you looked at your watch.
Don't get messed up with picking political sides. You're wasting your time.
So the ambassador on the TV that we were watching just a few minutes ago came on and said that Jerusalem is the epitome of religious freedom.
Yeah.
Folks don't understand that.
No, listen, I've been to Jerusalem 18 times.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, I'm telling you from personal experience, I have some friends in Israel who are Muslims, practicing Muslims.
Right.
And they have told me, we don't want Israel to go away. Yeah. We have prosperity. We have peace.
Yeah.
We go on vacations. Our kids are not bullied.
Yeah.
It's fine here. We're Muslims practicing Islam here in Jerusalem. And there's Christians going to church on Sunday and Jews going to a synagogue on Friday. And it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine and it's wonderful. And you think about that, friends, in the entire Middle East, try to find a democracy. Try to find where a place where women's rights are defended, even yeah. Muslim women, their yeah. rights are defended, that there is three religions of the world practicing safely together.
Safely.
Listen, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Israel is an economic superpower in yeah. the Middle East.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. And it's remarkable. I had a friend tell me his family still lives in Gaza.
Yeah.
And when Gaza became its own sovereign state or its nation, and Israel packed up and moved out,
yeah.
His family said it's been H-E double hockey sticks
yeah.
on earth ever since Israel left, because now what's going on in that region is terrible.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. So these are very volatile topics. You're not going to hear these at church. You're not going to hear them on Christian radio, which is probably why we're going to get thrown off this program. So,
well, let's hope we don't, because
exactly.
The bottom line is we're expecting the Lord Jesus Christ to come back.
Yeah.
Big applause for
yeah.
that. And we're expecting an uprising in the Muslim world right now because of what just happened today. Am I right?
Well, and listen, you guys, Davey's not making that up. I'm walking over to my desk. I'm grabbing headline news, Reuters news service.
Give
moments
it to us.
Ago.
Mm-hmm.
Moments ago. Turkey says declaring Jerusalem as Israel's capital will start fire with no end in sight. Catastrophe is promised if Trump declares Jerusalem as capital of Israel. Pope says America's making the wrong decision. That's kind of irrelevant because the Roman Church has not been good to Israel.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of
in the last
Israel,
70 yeah. years. Hamas and Hezbollah is calling for Muslims to rise up around the world for 3 days of violent rage.
Huh.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, the religion of peace.
I'm telling you, well, you spelled peace wrong.
Yeah, good point.
But anyway, you guys, here's the deal. Israel, Jerusalem, you can find those descriptions and titles and names in your ancient Bible.
Yeah.
Your Bible predates Islam.
Yeah.
Your Bible predates Palestinianism. Your Bible predates the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It predates the EU mm-hmm. and the UN.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible predates it all. And the Bible goes way back to Abraham himself,
mm-hmm.
who predates Moses
mm-hmm.
and declares that God's people, the Jews and the descendants from Abraham, Israel, God will be their God and they will be his people. There's no getting around this.
Yeah.
Go back as far as you can. You'll find truth as far back as you can go.
I would love to go on and on about this, but quite frankly, you have a very important phone call to get to with the White House. Am I right?
Exactly.
How
true.
About that?
Yep.
So let me let you go. As folks that are joining us today, we're normally in our Bible study. We'll get back to that next time we're together. We just wanted to take a little time to examine what's going on in our world.
And to remind all of you that Jesus Christ is Lord, crucified Savior, resurrected from the dead for your sins to be forgiven and your justification guaranteed, because faith in Christ alone is your salvation.
Amen. Well, you just heard the latest Bible prophecy update from Pastor Jack on events that are happening now. Now, if you missed any part of this program or you'd like to refer a friend to listen to it, we're going to be rebroadcasting this program on Monday. So be sure to catch the broadcast. And by the way, tell your friends about it over the weekend. That's the Bible Prophecy Update coming on Monday. It's a rebroadcast of what you just heard. Here's something that we'd love you to do. Go to YouTube and search for Real Life with Jack Hibbs, the Real Life with Jack Hibbs YouTube channel. Search for that and then subscribe if you would. And every time Pastor Jack comes out with something new on YouTube, you'll get a notification and you can head on over and see what's going on. Pastor Jack's got some great stuff on YouTube. If you like listening to him on the radio, you're going to like his videos too. I promise you that. Don't forget to check out the Real Life with Jack Hibbs YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org.
I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.